Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Robert Cray bringing us back. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood, and Sam is, you can find Sam at norwoodanalytics.com. I encourage you to go there and check out all of his writings, and you'll learn. I promise you, you'll be smarter. If you follow Sam, you will be smarter, and you will be a lot closer to making sure that your business is sustainable. Sam, thanks again for being here. We're talking about maximizing the capital that you have. Capital is so precious in a small business. Sam, Blasingame's second law of small business states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
It seems like it's endemic with small. If your small business, then, you know, get your cash. So it's important. Let's be sure that what capital we have, that's it, financial capital, that's our debt and our equity and retained earnings that we have in the business, is used for the greatest return. You want to minimize the capital, maximize the return on that capital. So
don't you think some people also confuse the operating cash they have as capital? In other words, they'll take operating cash and go buy something that they should have financed for 3 years.
If you can finance it, do it. Especially if a lot of times when you're buying machinery and equipment, if you have to buy some, you can arrange to have that financed. That's fine. And by the way, it may seem like the interest rate is high, but the higher cost is the cost of your own equity and the retained earnings you have in there, because that's your money that's got to earn even a higher return, because it involves higher risk.
Well, and it also helps to make cash available to you to cover things like payroll.
Well, payroll and growth, inventories, receivables, and the equipment. Now let's talk about the equipment. You know, a lot of people think, well, I want to have my own property here, because after all, property goes up over the years. And therefore, that could be a good way. No, that's not. We're not in the real estate business. Let's tell ourselves we are not in the real estate business. We're in the business of providing services and products to our customers. So my recommendation, typically, 9 times out of 10, is don't own your own property.
And I
rent
and
it.
And I'm on the other side of that argument.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to say not maybe 9 times out of 10, but probably 6 or 7 times out of 10. You and I are going to have to part ways on that one, Sam, because now I don't disagree with you. In certain businesses, it's not as good an idea, but there are all kinds of wealth building opportunities for a small business to own their real estate.
And
you've seen that.
Really depends on how much you can borrow to have that real estate. In other words, if you can borrow 80%, then that's okay. It looks a little funny when you've got that much debt on your balance sheet.
Now here's what we do different. Mm-hmm. The real estate is in my name; it's not in the company name.
Well, okay. Well, that's
so. Now I agree with you 100% that the company should not own the real estate.
There you go.
Now that's just a detail that we hadn't thought about. You hadn't thought about mentioning it, but the real estate is owned by Jim Blasingame.
The business
rents the building, the property from Jim Blasingame.
Exactly.
That's what I mean by that.
And the same is true.
I'm glad we were able to differentiate that, because I know you agree with me on that one.
I do. Real estate can be a good thing,
but
for
you're
the
right.
Individual
the company should. If you're a small business owner, your company. Like Sam said, I'm going to say 99 times out of 100, the company should not own the real estate.
Yeah, that's okay. Good.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
And the same with machinery and equipment. Let's say you have something that you think you can build that would be a good and unique item. My recommendation is, at least at first, at least at first, get that contracted out. Mm-hmm. Have somebody else build it in the small numbers that you're going to start with. Mm-hmm. When it reaches a substantial size, sustainable size, and when you can make it a lot cheaper than anybody else, do you want to be producing the things that you are selling?
Look at how many washing machines Sears sold for a whole century. They never made their own washing machines. Whirlpool, exactly. Whirlpool made the Kenmore washing machines.
Exactly. The automobile companies figured this out some decades ago, and the only thing left for the automobile, they're marketers, and they produce engines.
They're assembly companies now.
Yeah, they're final assembly. All the components are made by
almost the same thing with airlines.
Yep. All right, here's another thing. It kind of gets back to our real estate or property thing. Most hotel chains, the property is owned by a group of investors.
That's right.
And the hotel chain people are there to manage.
Right.
They manage it, and they have their brand for it. So they manage it. But somebody else owns those hotels.
Right. That's right.
So you separate those things out.
And also leasing equipment.
Yep.
Folks, especially with the way innovation is going these days and how disruptive technology is these days, anything other than a D9 Caterpillar that you know is going to take to move dirt, you should probably rent it instead of own it.
Rent it anytime you can, and especially, you rent that because if you're not going to use it 100% of the time, then you don't want to own it.
Mm-hmm.
And
the debt doesn't go on your balance sheet.
And the debt is not on
your balance sheet. However, though, we have you be sure to check with your accountant.
Yes.
Because there are some capital leases that the government will require you to do.
That's
true. Talk to your accountant about that. Send me your website again, please.
It's the NorwoodAnalytics.com.
Check it out. Quick break. We'll talk some more about capital with Sam Norwood after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.